It's time to talk politics with Labour leader Andrew Little.
Yes, that's right. It is time for our weekly chat with leader of the Labour Party, Andrew Little. Here's an interview I did with Andrew earlier this morning about Labour's relationship with Māori and the Māori Party.
You are?
All right. Now, Māori Party President Tokorōirangi Morgan's made some comments this week suggesting Labour has a treacherous history against Māori, saying you've essentially thrown your Māori MPs under the political bus. What have you made of these comments?
It's pretty standard Tokorōirangi Morgan stuff. They don't want to argue about the issues actually affecting Māori at the moment, the fact that Māori are overrepresented in our educational underperformance, they're overrepresented in poor Māori home ownership numbers and those sorts of things. They don't want to debate those issues because the fact is that the Māori Party have been part of the present government for the last 9 years and those things haven't improved, and if anything they've got worse. Māori home ownership rates have fallen under this government. So all they've got left in terms of an election campaign is to flag off, get personal, do those sorts of things. So that's the kind of debate we're going to have, but we are going to stay focused firmly on the issues affecting Māori people. And our sitting MPs, Māori MPs, who chose not to go on our list, are going to be campaigning very hard. The new candidates and the ones who will be new MPs coming through, who are incredibly talented, will mean that we will have a formidable force in terms of Māori voice in the Labour caucus after the September election.
Now, you've mentioned rates of homelessness, Māori home ownership and Māori representation in our prison system as issues that the Māori Party has been incapable of addressing in the past 9 years. How would you tackle the overrepresentation of Māori in these unfavourable statistics?
Well, you've got to have a plan to deal with those things. I mean, we have a plan on a home ownership, and that is about building more homes, more affordable homes, and assisting first home buyers into it. When it comes to homelessness, actually having a program to build not only houses that people can buy, but actually houses that people can rent, you know, more state houses.
What
under
about
this government, with the Māori Party sitting alongside them, they've actually sold a whole heap of state houses. We have a massive shortage now, a growing waiting list for them. And they've allowed Housing New Zealand to be run as if it was just a property management company, not about looking at people who need housing. We will change all that. But the most important thing is that with at least 12 Māori MPs after the September election, we will have a Māori voice at every single table where a decision is made. And it's not about calling in two Māori MPs when it suits the government to do so. We will have Māori at every table where decisions have to be made.
How will you address the statistics regarding the mass incarceration rate of Māori in our prison system?
Well, we have in Kelvin Davis, I think, one of the most effective corrections spokespeople right now on that issue. He is very keen to pick up that portfolio if we are privileged enough to form the government. And he is somebody who I want focused very much on that issue. And he comes to that with a view about, you know, we want to make sure we've got good standards, good law and order. But he wants to have a corrections department that's actually doing its job of dealing with people who fall into the criminal justice system, who have issues that need to be addressed, having those addressed so that we don't have high recidivism rates. And then we get onto the issue about just the enforcement of laws and any inherent discrimination that goes with that. I look to people like Kelvin Davis and also the Nanaia Mahuchas of the world, the Meka Whaitiris, the Reno Tirikatanis, all those others, and some of the new ones coming in, the Tirikatanis, who are right across these sorts of issues. They're the ones who will bring the ideas that will change these things and turn it around.
Right. Moving on, earlier this week, you said you'd opt for a Labour Greens New Zealand First coalition over a coalition with the Māori Party if the numbers allowed it. Why is that?
Well, first of all, the Māori Party has been so closely associated with this national government that I don't think it's credible. Yeah, you know, come along, hop along with us, especially when we have an incredibly talented Māori lineup, not only in our caucus at the moment, but those who will come in after the election. And they are people of substance, they're with ideas, they got fresh ideas, new energy. I mean, I've got to give priority to that. when I look at the other parties around us, the Green Party, we have a lot of common ground with them in policy terms. We have a lot of common ground with New Zealand First. So in terms of putting a government together, that is where I'm going to look first. I'm not going to be looking at the Māori Party, whose track record is pretty questionable.
But Marama Fox said she'd be willing to help you form a government if a coalition of the willing is possible after September 23rd. So is this still something you'd consider, or are you ruling it out?
I'm not considering it right now. I've just got to be pretty open and honest and clear about that. We've worked on our relationship with the Green Party. We have a very strong relationship. We work on our relationship with New Zealand First. It's a very good relationship. We've had the Māori Party involved in a couple of our initiatives in the last 3 years. We had the homelessness inquiry last year. We opened it to all parties. In fairness, the Māori Party came along. But promises made by the Māori Party to pick up the recommendations of that project were made, but actually nothing came of it. So in the end, I've got to look at the people who have a willingness and a freshness about the things that need to be fixed and are clearly determined to do something about it. And right now, I wouldn't be looking to the Māori Party for that. I've got to look internally in the Labour Party and the new people coming in, and indeed at the other parties too, where there is a freshness of ideas and a new spirit about wanting to actually seriously get on top of problems and fix them.
Andrew, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.
All right, catch you later.
Cheers, thanks.
Bye.
You've been listening to Andrew Little from the Labour Party. The Wire.